From a Christian point of view, even in my short time there, I could see how a visit to the Holy Land is really a journey of two halves. Bustling Jerusalem and Bethlehem in the arid south, and tranquil and green Galilee in the north, with only about 100 kilometres separating them. I know which half I prefer, and I can't wait to get back to Galilee's fresh, green pastures to experience some more serenity and peace. We're told in John's Gospel that Jesus said to Thomas, "You believe because you've seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe." I feel the same about my brief journey through the Holy Land. I believe my faith has strengthened now that I can relate the story of Jesus to places I've seen and touched. But it also occurred to me how much more blessed are those countless millions who, not as lucky as I was to visit these places, still believe. A cornerstone of the Islamic faith is the Hajj, that great journey to Mecca which all Muslims should strive to make at least once in their lifetime. In the same pilgrim spirit, Jews finish their Seder meal at Passover with the wish, "Next year in Jerusalem." Maybe every Christian, indeed each individual of any faith, should try to visit the place of pilgrimage and homage specific to their faith just once in their lifetime, no matter what the material cost. Because, you know, that cost could be as little as you might pay for an old used car. Replace the old banger with a slightly better one? Or deepen your faith? The second choice worked for me, and it might just work for you too.